Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening to everyone. Welcome to our spiritual growth and development class, Laborers for Christ. This is our Wednesday midweek prayer, praise, and teaching gathering. We're so glad that you've joined us. We are excited about the things that the Lord has prepared for us, for he has prepared a meal for us so that we might feast at his table to receive the spiritual nourishment that we're going to need for the next step in our journey. We trust him in his omnipotence, his omniscience, and his omnipresence to always prepare us and to always gird us into the place that he is calling us to, deep calling unto deep. We want to start our evening gathering with a song of worship and prayer, and then we will go right to our October declaration by Pastor Bethel. All right. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. As we prepare, if you have get your notebooks and pencils, taking notes and going forth in your assignments for this week, we do want to let everyone know that if you had contacted the apostle for a book, the books are now in. They are now in and available to you for getting a price here, $13.99, and so we want to make sure that you get your book so that you can start your study, and for those, as you wait to get your book, you can go online into YouTube videos of Search for Significance. The video is from pursuegod.org. And they give a wonderful summary, about 5-6 minute summary of each one of the sessions that we are going to complete in the book. So again, that is pursuegod.org for a capsule view of the subjects we're talking about until you get your book. And then after you get your book, just as a review. So we will be joined now by our overseer of prophetic worship.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
We just ask that you join in with us here. Mm-hmm. Amen. With this time of worship and praise unto our Father who sits in heaven. Amen. And
Father God, we worship you now. Father God, we worship you now.
and thanksgiving. The same Father God. And we go to we release, Father God, our love into the atmosphere in our different locations, Father God, that we will be joined together.
Can you help me through us,
Father God, in the name of Jesus.
We worship your name, Lord.
We worship your name.
We do, God. We do, God. We worship you. We enter, Father God, into a place of adoration and thanksgiving, a place of revealing, Father God, and understanding. And understanding, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for your imparting into our minds and our hearts, and you're filling away the lies of the enemy, Father God, because as we worship you, and get to know you, Father God, on a different level, that enters into a different level of freedom and deliverance and understanding, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, God. We lift you up, Father God, and we exalt you, God. Hallelujah unto you, O Lord. Hallelujah unto you, O holiness, O righteousness. So we praise your name,
yes.
Father God. We worship you, Father God, now. And we enter into the holy and your righteous name, Father God. We
yes.
worship you, Father God,
you
through the airwaves. Okay, we worship you, Father God, through the airwaves. God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah unto your name, Father God, your holy and your precious name, Father God. And we render thanks, Father God, thanksgiving, Father God, unto you, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, God. We thank you, Father God, that as we worship you, we enter, Father God, as we search for significance and for our new freedom and deliverance and healing and restoration, Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you hear us? Your phones are all on speaker. I want to make sure everybody is getting the audio. So
yes, we can hear,
hear
that.
It just hung up on me.
Okay. Can you hear us in the audio?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay,
yes.
Praise the Lord. Then we will have a Pastor Bethel come forth with our October declaration.
Amen. The October prayer and declaration. We decree October will be a month of revival, refreshing, and awakening. We pray according to Isaiah 60:2 that God will rise and shine on you. The eternal's bright glory will shine on you, a light for all to see. Nations north and south, peoples east and west will be drawn to your light. You will find purpose and direction by your light. We declare the light of revival, refreshing, and awakening for the month of October on us, in our home, and in our sphere of influence. We believe Jehovah our, the light, the Lord is our light, and Jehovah Shammah, the Lord's abiding presence, is there to bring a season of refreshing. We decree and declare the anointing of revival for repentance, healing, seeking God and relational restoration with man and with God and man, the anointing of refreshing for fire baptism, outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and miracles, signs, and wonders, the anointing of awakening for doors of salvation opening, corporate and personal outpour of worship and newness of life. We speak revival, refreshing, and awakening to come now and be released over our city, our community, this nation, and in the seven mountains of influence. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Beautifully done and powerfully spoken. And we must believe the word of the prophet to prosper, to get that which God has prepared for us, and to thrive in it, to be nurtured by it, by believing the word of the prophet. Now it is time for our scripture. Our scripture was Titus 3:4-5. You were supposed to memorize it. And if you didn't, but you were supposed to at least get it in 2 to 3 different versions. And so can we have the first person tell us your version and then give us our memory scripture, our foundational scripture to launch our search. Okay?
I have Psalms 3:24.
Okay, I'm sorry, that's right. Psalms 139:23-24. Yeah, sorry. Amen. Thank you. All right. So who has Psalms 139:23-24?
I have it.
Amen.
It's actually part of our it's actually part of our assignment. And
yes,
it search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
Amen. That's the new of the NIV. Anybody else have another version?
Oh, I'm sorry, NIV.
Passion, Voice, Message, King James.
I have the Message version. And the Message version reads as follows. Investigate my life, O God. Find out everything about me. Cross-examine and test me. Get a clear picture of what I'm about. See for yourself whether I've done everything wrong. Then guide me on the road to eternal life.
Amen. Amen. Testimony is one of the things that we do want. Testimony is one of the things we do want to have. And we just got a text message. So tell us your testimony just now that you text me. Your phones are off mute.
Oh, this is LaDonna Hardy, and I just sent a text to Overseer because the scripture that was just read from Psalms, that's a hanging that's in our home, and I walk past this scripture every day and read it. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. Psalms 139:23-24 NIV. That's hanging up in our dining room.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And that's what we want to hear, the testimony of the saints. That's how we all overcome. That's how we know that we're in the path that he is leading us in righteousness to build us up as one. And so we have our scripture. We've had our declaration. We will have our prayer this evening. I don't think anybody may have been assigned. Was anybody assigned to pray? I didn't write it down. They were.
We'll just ask Apostle KP. If she's able to get on speaker and pray. 2, 3. Okay, huh? Okay, I don't know
we
if
we can pray apart. We'll pray, Overseer. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We give you Father, we love you. We give you praise, glory, and honor for being such an awesome and wonderful God. We decree the word that says this is the day that you have made. So we rejoice and we are glad in it. We thank you for this opportunity to come together as a community to hear what heaven has to say to us. We open our hearts to your frequency and we ask that you would download new and fresh revelation that will birth within us revival, refreshing, and awakening. We thank you for every opportunity you give to draw us into your chamber so that we may learn of you. God, give us that heart like Mary, that when we find ourselves gathering, we will sit at your feet and listen attentively and listen with expectation, knowing that you have something to say to us. Thank you that you love us with a love that is indescribable, incredible, incomparable, unchangeable, and unmovable. And thank you that your word has declared that nothing can separate us from that love. And so we thank you that nothing in our past, nothing in our present, nothing that will come will be able to separate us from the love that you have for us. Thank you again for what we will hear today, what we will receive today, and then thank you for this moment that we can change and be more of a reflection of who you are. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Prophet. Thank you so much. Now, we had some foundational words that were supposed to be shared with us this evening by Elder April and Minister Pittman. So Elder April will go first, and then Minister Pittman, and then she can go right into her testimony and her homework. All right, Elder April, redemption.
Good evening, everyone. So I had the word redemption, and so when we talk about redemption, we're basically talking about the entire Bible, because the entire Bible talks about the redemptive atonement of God. And so in the Old Testament, it's about deliverance from bondage based on the payment of a price by Redeemer. And then the idea is twofold. It refers to deliverance, and it refers to a price paid for deliverance or ransom. And so we know that Jesus' blood sacrifice is the ransom price paid for our deliverance. There's three Hebrew words for redemption. The one we're probably most familiar with is ga'al, which means to regain possession of by payment or to buy back something that was lost. In the Old Testament, it's been translated meaning to redeem or to ransom or to do the part of a kinsman. And then the other noun form that is a redeemer, which is goel. And so, you know, redemption starts in the garden prior to rebellion. Adam and Eve, you know, they had fellowship with God, and then, you know, they sinned. And so God always had a backup plan, and that lets us know in Ephesians that God always had a backup plan of redemption that was before the foundation of the world. Because what had happened was that after Adam and Eve had sinned, they covered themselves with fig leaves because they were, you know, in shame. But God covered them, you know, he performed the first sacrifice because basically he was saying, you know, human hands cannot cover sin. It requires blood to make atonement, to cover for sin. And so he, God performed the sacrifice by killing the first animal, and he clothed Adam and Eve. He was telling them then that I am purchasing mankind back. And so redemption is just a reversal of the fall. It means that all those who were spiritually dead are now made alive from Ephesians 2 and 4 and those who are children of wrath are now children of God. I have more, but I think that's enough.
Thank you. Elder April and Prophet,
yes.
Prophet is going to prepare for you guys. He does those wonderful pop-up quizzes that we just love. And so all the time, every time we get some information, that's our foundational information, Prophet is going to put it all in the form of a pop-up quiz so that we can just keep rehearsing and reviewing and keep saying it and keep reading it and keep embracing the truth of it so that it gets hidden in our hearts. So if Prophet would just do that, that would just be powerful. As you speak, he is going to come up with a declaration that he will, proclaim at the end of our session. So thank you so much. And now we will have Pittman, who's been excited from the time the whistle blew and she was jumping out of the gate ready. Let's hear it. Hallelujah.
Okay, Psalms 139:23-24 NIV says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me, and lead me, and lead me in the way everlasting."
Ben,
hallelujah.
You look at the
song of worship.
That's
hallelujah.
He
gave praise to God.
Yes, like that.
Let the gift flow. Hallelujah. Okay, we're going
to
let you
He gave it to me. The second thing that he gave me was to repent to apostle and overseer and prophet for not allowing my prophetic voice to be heard in LFC. That was number two. Number three, the photo on the front of your book shows a person standing there with their hands up in a form of surrender. He said he is going to scrape the mold and the mildew off of the walls of the vessels that he loaned us. He didn't give it to us in this condition. He's going to scrape all of the mold and the mildew off of the inside of the walls that we have voluntarily and involuntarily agreed to live in. That's what he said. It's got to go. It's not a matter of asking you. We are doing maturation because we are mature. So we are at a level now when we say, "Search me, oh God." That means he's coming in, he's going to find, he's going to release, and we're going to keep it moving. You ain't got no more time to cry. I release on myself for isolation. He's getting ready to pull all of that we've had concealed. It's coming out. All of it. Great. We done mold, mildew. All of that dead stuff we done put on the walls. It's coming out.
Thank
it's
you, God.
Coming out.
Thank you, God.
And the last thing I want to say. Jesus, thank you. Search me, oh God. And see, when you say search me, that means take, remove from that wall the 30 and 40 and 50 years of fear, of rejection, of anger, of bitterness, of hatred that I or someone else have allowed to build up on the inside of those walls. It's all coming out. It's coming down and it's coming out. Absolute love. Fundamentally, absolute love is the willingness to give 100% of yourself, never expecting anything in return. Absolute love is free from imperfection. Absolute love is complete. Absolute love is pure. Absolute love breeds liberty. Absolute love is free from restrictions. And absolute love is free from limitations. Thank you, Jesus. And
hallelujah.
My word for tonight.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Mildew. Mold and mildew.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We're continuing work as we surrender the perfect song and love. Continue to worship. Continue to worship. This is our heart. We bow on our feet, Lord God. We are surrendering to you. Change us, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bigger than my mistakes. No, ooh, you still love me. No, by your grace, nothing left to do but give my life to you. Clean me inside out. Cleanse my heart, my mind, and soul. Lord, take control.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. We surrender. And unless we come forth with that bowed down spirit, with this heart open for a change, so that we can reach that intimate place with our Father and that powerful place, so that we're then useful to a dying world, a world that's hunger and looking for significance. Why were you born? Why are you here? What is it you're supposed to be doing? And how are you supposed to be doing it? We want each one to make that commitment. If we come forth, bow down before him, he has promised that he will do what we need. He will cleanse our heart. He will heal that. It's going to take time. It's going to take the power and the communion of the Holy Spirit. It's going to take true honesty, so that we're true to what's really inside of us. There's some scriptures that we want to start reviewing, so that they reveal to us what it is God is.
Your recording has reached the maximum length. To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To send a fax, press 6. To cancel this message, press star. To send this message now, press pound or hang up.
Thank you.
To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To send a fax, press 6. To cancel this message, press star. To send this message now, press pound or hang up.
All right. So the enemy doesn't want us.
To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To send a fax, press 6. To cancel this message, press star. To send this message now, press pound or hang up.
Because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And we know that the warfare.
Your message has been sent. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
The fact that if they sent the message of what we've been praising and worshiping, whoever receives the message will truly, truly be blessed. The enemy has been defeated. Christ said it is finished. His blood has brought the victory, and we proclaim and decree that blood over the lines of the phone, over the home, and the hearts of those that are surrendering to God, over those that have come forth, ready for a change, ready for the awakening, ready for the revival, ready for the refreshing, ready for the anointing, all these things, power of the Holy Spirit, ready to obey, to embrace, and to learn the power and the ministry of the Holy Spirit. For God left us in his hands to perfect us, to teach us, to counsel us, to correct us, and to guide us as we are sealed by him for our great reward. And so we thank God. We thank God. We thank God. We pray. Praise the Lord for your purpose, your patience here this evening. And we do speak and declare that we are victorious, and the message that God will have us to get, not only will we get it, it will become so precious to us, it will become a treasure. It will become a treasure in our hearts, because he said, if it, we hide it in our hearts as a treasure so that we don't sin against him. So as we start this process of going forth into revealing that which is in our spirit that's buried, that's hidden, all of the places that are unknown to us, God is going to bring a light, truth that's there. He's going to bring his word and affirming relationships and time. And we're not going to be in a hurry. We are going to bask in his presence and get every moment of his smiling upon us
that will build us up in our most holy faith. For this is not just a moment. This is the movement that has come as a result of the mantle and the manifestation and the maturation. That's what's happening. We have prayed, God has heard, and he is sending an answer. And we will give the spirit of joy and rejoicing so that the world will know something about these people have changed some stuff. And that's because of what God is doing in our life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Any other testimonies, insights, revelation, truth that God is revealing, goals or places that he wants us to attain to? Yeah. Okay. All right. So I don't know how many people have their book and were able to fulfill their requirements. We had day one. Day two was the Elder Roberta. I understand that a lot of you did not get the book. And so if you're not prepared, it's okay, we'll just do it next week when you do have it. But if you have it, we are anxious to hear your session, your homework. That's Elder Roberta, Pastor Diane, Evangelist Dana, and 9859 number. I didn't know.
Minister Paulette.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what I was supposed to be doing, but day two was addressing God wants us to be real, and it made reference to a dysfunctional family. So I can say for myself that I wouldn't have thought that my family was dysfunctional, but over this period of the retreats and what have you, and their definition of dysfunctional, I can see that my family was dysfunctional because the different things that they addressed under dysfunctional, those things were going on, maybe not necessarily right in my house, but within the family itself, which was alcoholism, drugs, abuse, divorce, absent father, excessive anger, verbal and physical abuse. So, growing up and seeing these things and being subjected to some of these things, I don't know if I had low self-esteem. I can say that I probably buried a lot of hurt and different things like that, but because my mother always called us to be strong, that was our portrayal, irregardless to what we were feeling inside emotionally. No one would know that we were hurting inside unless we said it. So, As I walk with God and as this day is addressing, God wants us to be open with him, honest with him. And so it was just maybe in the last few years, several years that I've been involved with laborers, that I was really able to just tell God what I thought, what I felt, whatever. I began to tell him, because as the chapter addressed, he knows what you're thinking anyway, and that's what I always tell people. He knows what I'm thinking, so I might as well tell him. And, you know, and I began to tell him, you know, things. Even when we, I believe one of the classes overseer we were in, I can't think of the book by Blackaby, but, you know, just opening up to God and telling him how you feel, and then learning how to ask him to help you to forgive people. And then I think the hardest thing is to just forgiving yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That is the hardest thing, forgiving yourself, because even though, you know, sometimes you hurt people or whatever, I think the most for me is not so much as me hurting other people. Mine is hurting God. So therefore, I was hard on myself because I felt like I hurt him by not being obedient to him always in my walk with him and acknowledging that to him. And acknowledging that, you know, to myself. So, it addresses a lot, and it asks questions. Day two, says, ask for God's guidance in the following areas. Underline the ones you will find most challenging. And so I said, to help me think the way God thinks. To help me deal with my feelings. And when I say to help me deal with my feelings, I'm talking about this present season of my life.
Yes.
And it says, what is your opinion about yourself? I am glad I am who I am, regardless to any or all of my life experiences. I'm still glad I am who I am. I like myself personal. I like my personality. It asks, do you have you often wish you were someone else? No. I believe I have a healthy sense of self worth. I see changes. I still see changes which I need to make in my life, and I am eager to trust God for wisdom and the discipline these changes. It also references to Ephesians 1:3-14, and it asks to check statements that correctly describe what God already has done for you.
Mm-hmm.
God has blessed me with every spiritual blessing. That's what his word says. I find that he has. He has declared me holy and blameless. He has forgiven me, even though, you know, I've found it difficult to forgive myself many times. And he has sealed me with his Holy Spirit. It says... here are some statements that we have made thus far, underlying the ones that are true. Yes, we need help to see ourselves objectively. The Lord wants us to be honest with him and ourselves. God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing, and he has chosen us, declared us holy and blameless. He has adopted us, redeemed us, and given us. And I think when we really grasp that, you know, we can be able to walk in that once we really grasp that he has declared us holy, blameless, and he has adopted, redeemed us, and forgiven us, that we can walk holy in him without any, negative.
Amen. Absolutely. That's such a wonderful, open sharing, and that's what we want to do. And it's so healing. One of the scriptures about the truth in John 8:2, it says, "For if you embrace the truth, it will release more freedom into your lives." And that's what the mindset and the truth of God will uproot the lie of the enemy to believe something that is not based on something tried and true. And we are basing this on the Word of God, which has been tried. And so these are scriptures that we need to use to encourage ourselves through the day, through the walk, through the journey. So this is a wonderful, wonderful outpouring of your heart, and it's honored, and it is it edifies all of us, because all of us have been in place. Yes, absolutely.
There was a scripture. Well, it's from Psalms that I wanted to read, because I know sometimes growing up. And even now, sometimes I'm looking at the world and looking at the different, you know, people, labs and stuff. This book, I don't even remember ever reading it, really, addresses sometimes how we look at and we say, oh, God is just blessing them and, you know, they're flourishing and they're doing this and doing that, and we're suffering and going through this and we're going through that, and nothing is going on with them. You know, but Psalm 73.
All right.
It says, Elohim, and I'm reading it from the God's Word translation. Elohim is truly good to Israel, to those whose lives are pure. But my feet had almost stumbled. They had almost slipped because I was envious of arrogant people when I saw the prosperity that wicked people enjoy. They suffer no pain. Their bodies are healthy. They have no drudgery in their lives like ordinary people. They are not plagued with problems like others. That is why they wear arrogance like a necklace and acts of violence like clothing. Their eyes peer out from their fat faces and their imaginations run wild. They ridicule. They speak maliciously. They speak arrogantly about oppression. They verbally attack heaven, and they order people around on earth. That is why Elohim's people turn to wickedness and swallow their words. Then wicked people ask, what does Elohim know? Does Elohim know anything? Look how wicked they are. They never have a worry. They grow more and more wealthy. I've received no reward for keeping my life pure and washing my hands of any blame. I'm plagued with problems all day long, and every morning my punishment begins again. If I had said I will continue to talk like that, I would have betrayed Elohim's people. But when I tried to understand this, it was too difficult for me. Only when I came to Elohim's holy place did I finally understand what would happen to them. You put them in slippery places and make them fall into ruin. They are suddenly destroyed. They are completely swept away by terror. As someone gets rid of a dream when he wakes up, wait a minute. I turned 20 pages. Yeah, man. Gets rid of a dream when he wakes up, so you, O Adonai, get rid of the thought of them when you wake up. When my heart was filled with bitterness and my mind was seized with envy, I was stupid and I did not understand. I was like a dumb animal in your presence. Yeah. Yet,
Yeah.
I am always with you. You hold on to my right hand. With your advice, you guide me. And in the end, you will take me to glory.
Jesus.
As long
yes.
as I have you, I don't need anyone else in heaven or on earth. My body and mind may waste away, but Elohim remains the foundation of my life and my inheritance forever.
Hallelujah.
Without a doubt, those who are far from you will die, for all who are unfaithful to you. Being united with Elohim is my highest good. I have made Adonai Yahweh my Moshe, so that I may record everything that he has done.
And I say, man, I don't ever remember reading that. But I have had those thoughts. You know, I acknowledge I have had those thoughts. But I have never read that, and I thought it, you know, was very, I wanted to read it because I think it's very profound.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes.
What translation Anybody? Was that again? What was that translation?
God's Word translation.
Yes.
In
yes.
the Names
Jesus.
Of God Bible.
Bible, yes. Hallelujah. Yes, 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 yes. Yes. Powerful, powerful, powerful truths. Perfect reminders of who we are and who he is and what he has promised us. Anybody else? Insight? Revelation?
Overseer, I didn't have the book,
yes.
but I studied the scripture, 1 John 1:9. Pastor Rogers.
Yes, ma'am.
And I went to different translations, and
mm-hmm.
I took it personal. And I said, if I confess my sins to God, he's able to keep his promise and to do what is right. He will forgive me of my sins and purify me from all my wrongdoing. And I had completed the class in Light University on depression and mental and behavior health disorder. And
mm-hmm.
I looked and I kept going over that because I was saying, God, is something wrong? Because you know how you scrutinize to see what's wrong with yourself and you. You say, I love myself, but you know it's something not right. And he began to show me the relationship where I did study every morning. And I spent that time, an hour with God and an hour of prayer. And in 2005, well, I had my husband and my children, we all did it together. But then my children moved out and my husband passed.
Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, we didn't lose her. Oh, dear, I don't know. Her call dropped. So we will wait till she can dial back in. Her call dropped. Yeah, it should let her back in because we got half hour to go. Yes. Yes. As we're sharing these experiences and God is giving clarity to them for us and indicating, you know, there what's at the surface. But there's so much more underneath, and that's where he's going. And he's going to uproot those things that were based on the inaccuracy and the lies of the enemy, and he's going to replace them with his powerful truth so that when we go forth, we're unmovable, we're unshakable because we have
the word of God, the eternal word. He said, "Not nothing is going to pass from that word, nothing." So I think she's back on. So we will.
I'm back on, but I just was loving what you were saying. But this is what he was showing me, that I was depressed, and I would never had considered myself depressed because I was doing so many things, but I wasn't doing the things that I was. In other words, I was in the backslidden state per se. Because Jesus. I know I pray more, but it's not personal. You know, Jesus. I pray with the prayer group, but it's not personal. It's not just me and God. And I was saying, he even gave me Proverbs 28:13, when he said, "He who conceals his sins will not prosper." And I know I would just, I love to give, so you bless to give. And I say, "Lord, I can't give the way I used to." He say, "But if you examine yourself, you'll find out what's going wrong." So let me finish this scripture. He say, "He who conceals his sins will not prosper, but whoever confess and renounce them will find mercy." And then I remember most of the time when people profit to me, they would always hit me in the back and say, "You get on out of here. Grace and mercy is going to always be with you all the days of your life." So I went back and I was asking God, "Well, grace and mercy," and we know what that grace and mercy is. So any faults that I have done, he already had forgiven me. But as the elder Roberta was saying, I got to forgive myself, and I had to look back and see what is it that I was depressed, because I guess when I lost my husband, I didn't want to work no more, and that's when I retired. And I had a nephew that I was, you know, he was just my, like a son. And all that same year, in 2005, my nephew passed, and then my husband passed, then I resigned from the job. And I was like, but I never felt depressed because I was always doing something. And then he was showing me other things in life that if I don't spend the time with him and if I don't follow him, and a lot of times God would say it one time. And then I know I don't meet and say it one time. I'll keep on. So he told me I have to, when obedience, he wants me to obey him. When I say it once, when he tell me to say it once, then I should say it once. So I was like, "Well, Lord, I'm confessing it." And then you need the Holy Spirit. So I was praying as I was reading this scripture that I can't do nothing without him. But then what Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. So, it just like the Holy Spirit said, but if we confess our sins, God is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins, and he will purge us all our evil. So I was like, "Oh, God, what is it that's evil?" Because there's sometimes we think people can't push our button, but it'd be that one person that may push that button. And I had a person push my button, and I was like, "Oh, my God." You don't think it's still there. I mean, not where you got to argue and fight or curse. I have never done that. But I knew the anger was there. And I was like, "Oh, my God." So I was like, "Well, I thank Overseer for giving me this scripture, even though I didn't have the book. I learned a lot."
Great.
Cross-referencing, reading this scripture, that we, when we do wrong, if we don't repent to God, then we're going to carry that wrongdoing around with us. And I was like, that's what upsets us a lot. And we don't get that joy that we're looking for. So I just thank God for the homework, and I'm
Amen.
Looking forward to getting my book, and I'm still going to do this third take.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Evangelist Frisbee on the line. That's wonderful. Powerful testimony. Yes, ma'am. Evangelist Frisbee. I thought she said something. Ma'am. Okay. Is Evangelist Dana on the line? Okay, it will come up next week. Not a problem. They'll remain. And so we have day 1, 2, and 3 for next week. Any volunteers? Every week there are 5 days. Any volunteer for day 1?
Can I have day 2?
You want day 2? You sure can.
Yes, I'd be a good. I'll take day 2. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Okay, anybody else? Day 1, because you know if y'all to say something. Okay, Overseer Marlette, day 1. Okay, who else on the line? You know, Pastor's going to start assigning.
Pastor Bethel for day 3.
Day 3, all right. That always gets people to say stuff. That's the power of the apostolic. Okay. Day 4. I love this because somebody just looked at it and went, oh, you got to be kidding me. This is God all up in our business. That's what we're doing. Oh, wow. Sure is. This is awesome. He's going to bust it all out. Okay. But once we get out, we're going to be so free. The enemy ain't going to be able to do nothing with us. Okay. Hallelujah, Jesus. So number day 4. All right. We hear you on the line. Day 4. We'll have to do day 4 from section 1 and day 4 from section 2. Let's see here. You know what? Is Obama KB on? 0223. Phone number, last 3 digits. 0223. You got day 4.
That's Pastor Bethel.
Oh, that's Pastor Bethel.
I'm
0223. Okay. All right. Then let's see. Who is 2533?
I should have just went ahead and volunteered. Apostle KP.
Okay. There we go.
So you want me to do 4 from today and 4 for the I'm doing 4.
You're going to do day 4 of week 2 only.
Day 4 of week 2. Okay.
Yeah, day 4 of week 2.
And I'm doing
Evangelist Frisbee.
And I have day 2 of week 2, right?
You have day 2 of week 2. Yes, ma'am.
Jesus,
okay,
God. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
you. That is wonderful. God is awesome. Okay, day 5
thank
of
you.
Week 2. Day 5 of week 2.
I'll do day 5.
Okay, who is that boy?
Elder Roberta.
Okay, all right. Elder Roberta. All right. Okay, now who's going to do our declaration next week? Who's 7695? Well, just let me help
me?
You. Let me help you.
That's me. I'm 7695.
Oh, okay. What is, hold on. Minister Hardy, you
going to do the declaration next week? Minister Hardy. Madonna?
Yes.
Okay, you'll
so
read our declaration. I'll send it to you. No worries.
Okay.
Yeah,
wonderful.
I'll send. Not a problem. I will send it. I hope I can read my writing, man. Okay. And who's gonna do? And our scripture. Everybody is gonna do the scripture for their day. So that will be our scripture presentation for the week. So, our two words. I know. Okay, we going. We good. We good. So our two words for next. I think we're gonna have Elder April be our word study person, our Latin and all that stuff. We need that. Okay. So for week two, did I find it? For week two, our word. Are okay, Elder April. My eyes are looking funny here. What is it? Depressant. Okay, Elder April, I'm going to spell it. Okay. It's D E E R E S S. A N T D E P R E S S A N T. My eyes is getting wiggly tonight. And then the second word is, say that again for me.
Sounds like you said depressant.
Yeah, and yeah, I heard it. But I'm gonna find out about it.
Okay.
Okay. And then
page
23. Yes, ma'am. I see the page. I just can't read it. Elder
depressant. That's what it is. It's depressant. Depressant and stimulant.
Right. Okay, thank you for pronunciation.
Yes, ma'am.
The next word is stimulant.
Yes.
I didn't want to say it wrong, and, you know, they go, well, I didn't want you to say it. The possibility, I know it's right. Okay. So, Elder April, you going to do our word? Yes, ma'am. Hello. Hello.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. All right. So, now we will have Prophet, Apostle. Oh, okay. Pastor Shanette. Hear anything this evening? Okay, she's over there taking notes, y'all. You better be ready. Okay, so Prophet.
Yes.
Alrighty, well, powerful stuff. We do just, we praise God for everyone's participation. Thank you for shining light to the revelation and your insight into your intimate moment with God. It is definitely encouraging. It is also rewarding. You know, I just had to look up that word mold as Minister KP released that profound declaration. And what I found so very interesting was the definition of mold. It says that mold is reproduced by means of these tiny spores. And the spores are like seeds, but they're invisible to the naked eye. They float through the air and deposit on surfaces. And when I think that's so powerful, even so interesting about the definition, it says that when the temperature and the moisture are available, nutrient conditions are correct, and the spores can form into new mold colonies. And then spores are reproductive cells capable of developing into a new individual without fusion with another reproductive cell. So they just kind of develop on their own. But I think that that word, that the fact that they are like seeds, you know. I think that that is just so very profound and powerful and personal even to what we're going through, you know. So who knew when one seed word of doubt, one seed word of a lie was planted, whenever the moisture, the temperature rose, before we knew it, they began to produce these tiny cells, and now we have this big mess. But, you know, glory to God that he knows, that he has declared that he is scraping it, he is taking it away, and he's taking it away because he redeemed us. You know, we're bought with Christ. We are his.
The word.
And as our Redeemer will not let what is his look or turn like mold. So I just thought that was so very powerful. And I think Psalm 73, everything just kind of connected, says it so well. And because these tiny seeds are produced, now we're comparing ourselves and we're doubting God. So wonderful, wonderful class. Thank you for sharing and being a part. So let's continue in that prophetic vein. Let's continue to decree and declare that those tiny seeds that are invisible to the naked eye that has been deposited on our life, they are removed today. And it didn't come easy. It came at a price, and our Redeemer died so that we can be made completely whole. So thank you. I can't wait till next week. I look forward to hearing what God is going to release and what he's going to do in each and every one of our lives. So God bless you. God bless you. I think this is wonderful. I believe this is how revival, refreshing, and awakening is going to happen, and our theme for Sunday is called to a prophetic action, and this is the action that we're taking, and I'm more convinced now that that action looks more like worship than ever before. So God bless you all. Cannot wait to come together and see what God's going to do on Sunday.
Amen. You could close this out in prayer.
Okay. All right. Father, we love you. We thank you, and we give you all praise, glory, and honor. We seal the good work that you have started in our lives, individually and collectively. We receive the word that has been released over us, and we thank you for how you are changing the trajectory of our lives, not just individually, but collectively. And we celebrate this collective change that is happening in this community. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you all.
It's going to be communion. So come with a prepared heart to receive the body and the blood of Christ in holy communion. Get your prayer partner. Get your ministry partner. Let's let everybody get on the line and get fed with this wonderful, wonderful nourishment that God has for us as a corporate body. God bless you. Enjoy, embrace, and obey the ministry of the Holy Spirit.
All
right.
Amen.